Good masturbator morning. It is gonna be May 2nd when I upload this. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's rubbing themselves real good. Today I just want to talk about how, like, masturbation kind of changes the body if you really think about it. Like, you know, like, if you're having sex with another person, you'll often, like, augment your body to be more attractive to the person that you're having sex with. For example, like, when I was having sex, like, when I was, like, 18 to 21, I was shaving everything. Like, I'm a hairy fucker, so, like, I would shave everything because I just thought, like, guys would like a hairless sort of guy, you know? And, you know, it just happened to be, like, I was in Southern California, so it was hot all the time. You know, a lot of guys didn't want, like, sweaty musky because I was, like, in college, so a lot of guys are, like, new to musk. So, like, I liked musk. I liked being hairy. So, you know, like, you kind of just change yourself to be more attractive to yourself. That's what I've noticed. I often, like, say, like, the hairier I am, that's the longer I've been without sex. You know, I've got a huge fucking bush around my penis. I've got a treasure trail. I've got hair on my back. I've got a fucking beard. I've got facial hair. And then it just keeps coming in, you know, like, because, like, I usually just shave it off. I don't have any hair on my arms, and that makes masturbation really easy. It makes it easy to put on, like, gloves and everything. It's perfect for me. But, you know, a lot of guys, like, they do go under, like, a transformation when, like, they masturbate a lot, you know, like, because you're not thinking about pleasing someone else, you're only thinking about, like, pleasing yourself, you know, like, so I would always be, like, you know, I'm not having sex right now, I'm gonna go solo sexual for, like, 3 months, and then, like, I wouldn't shave for, like, 3 months in college, and then I would just get hair all over, I'd get hair all over my legs, and I'd just get hair everywhere, and it would just kind of, like, pile up, and then when I had sex, and I'd be smooth again, I'd have, like, no hair on my body, and then, like, I kind of preferred it at the time, but now, like, now that I'm, like, kind of, like, a full-on solo sexual, I'm just, like, masturbating my penis all the time instead of having sex, I just find myself, like, being really hairy all the time. I haven't shaved in, like, a year, so I've got hair everywhere. I also noticed that I'm chubbier, but that's kind of the result of the quarantine. That's not really because of anything else, but, you know, like, I do notice when guys sort of give in to solo sexuality that their bodies do change. Their bodies, like, kind of adapt to being a solo sexual, and I don't know if it's a result of, like, just relaxing into themselves or just, like, the fact that it's uncomfortable to, like, change your body sometimes, you know? So, like, for me, it would be, like, I would have to go buy razors, I'd have to go buy Nair or something like that, and I'd just waste time, like, at the store, and then go, and then shave it all off. It'd be really uncomfortable, I'd get a few razor burns, and I had to go take a shower, you know, it's, like, it's a hassle. So, that's why I'm, like, hairy as fuck now, because I don't feel the need to give time, I don't feel the need to give all of, like, my masturbation hours into, like, pleasing someone else right now, you know, I'm just pleasing myself, and that's what I noticed for a lot of guys, too, like, a few solo sexuals that I know, they either get really chubby, or they get really hairy, and they just, like, they forget to shower every so often, because they're focused on themselves, they don't really care about, like, what someone else thinks, so they just let their body, like, change the way they want. A few solo sexuals they want permanent, like, sort of changes to their body because of their solo sexuality. You know, you have people getting nipple piercings, you get people getting piercings on their penises, piercing on their taints, piercings all over their body, facial piercings and all that stuff. And they just want to look like really like a tough masturbator, or they'll get tattoos all over their body and just look good. And, like, just kind of create, like, art on their body, and I think that's really cool, too. And also, like, there's a few that they just sit back, masturbate, and they pack on the pounds. They love, like, just gaining weight. Those are gainer baiters. I love them. They're so cool. They're fun to chat with. You know, like, they full-on go hedonistic with their lives, and they just fucking masturbate all the time and pack on the weight. And then they don't want fucking anything, like, they don't want to lift weights, they don't want to do much exercise, just keep themselves healthy or whatever. And, you know, they just let the masturbation change them. And on the other hand, you have, like, people like me. Like, I love working out whenever I go so, like, sexual, whenever I go uncum. I love fucking lifting weights. Because it's just like all the fucking testosterone and the endorphins after you, a long masturbation session makes you like all hazy, and then like you can lift weights really easily because you don't really feel it. You don't really register the pain because you're still going through with all the pleasure and everything. And like, you know, you kind of just change your body. You kind of really just augment your body to your own needs and to your own wants, you know, because like your penis treats you like a plaything at that point. And if you're a chronic masturbator, like you're more likely to develop like muscles on your forearms, on your wrists, as a result of the masturbation. You know, it's not the most strenuous activity, but you know, like you'll masturbate and you know, some muscles get used and then those muscles get developed over time. For me, I noticed that I kind of masturbate with my shoulder and my forearm. So when I masturbate a lot, whenever I have like a session, my traps and my wrist will be like really like swollen and just look really like it'll be full of blood. It's not injured or anything. It's just full of blood, and the muscle just looks so fucking engorged. It looks like I did like a workout session. And also that goes down to the way like that you choose to masturbate too. Like, I choose to use no lube. I only use saliva. I just go to my mouth. Like you can hear it when I speak on this on the Patreon, where you just hear like a little break. It's because I'm like spitting into my hand real quick, and then I just put it on my penis, and then I just lube it up a little. But as a result of choosing to masturbate dry, I have a lot of calluses on my hands. That's from weightlifting, and I love lifting weights just because it adds more calluses to my hands. I don't usually wear gloves, and it just feels good to have like all the friction, just have all the calluses there, and just have all that texture. It feels great on my penis. You know, it's a different type of texture. And on the other hand, like there'll be masturbators that use a lot of lube, a lot of Albo, and you'll like shake their hands and you'll just feel, it'll feel like hella smooth. It's just like nice and fucking like manicured. Like, you see a lot of baiters that like have like either really textured hands, or like they'll have really, really smooth hands, really nice hands, because that's their fuck toy. That's their that's what they use to pleasure themselves. So they make it like nice and smooth. I know a lot of masturbators who like oil up their hands before they go to bed. They like moisturize them and just make them nice and smooth and like just for their penis. And it's just like it's fucking amazing about like the ways that we change our body to masturbate more. And like I touched on it earlier with like nipple piercings, but a lot of masturbators do train their nipples and like hardwire them and just like put on the nipple suckers and just like augment their body to have more sensitive nipples, so they have like more areas of stimulation for their penis. And then you got other masturbators like training their assholes so that they can like they can masturbate through their butt and just like hit that prostate and really just like bottom out for themselves and just train themselves to be like the perfect fucking hole, just for penis pleasure and just for masturbation. It's really interesting when you think about it. Like, you are changing your body for penis. You know, you could like not masturbate, you could do all that stuff, and you'd revert to another form. You know, like, if you didn't masturbate, you'd have a lot of time to do this and that, and you'd end up like a completely different person. But, you know, when you masturbate as much as we do, like, it really does change you, like, on a fundamental level, appearance-wise, for, like, an extended amount of time. You know, like, if you quit right now, then it would take you, like, months to revert back to, like, the non-masturbator state. And for a lot of masturbators, it's very hard to distinguish themselves from their masturbator self, you know, because they spent their whole lives masturbating, so they can't really like tell. But, you know, like, there is a difference. There is a big difference between you and your non-masturbator self. And, you know, I think you know it to some extent. That's why a lot of guys try to quit and try to like think about like, oh, well, I want to achieve my true self. And it's like, well, that's not your true self. That's just your non-masturbator self. That's just you when you're not masturbating. That's you when you quit masturbating. You know, it's no more truer than you being a masturbator, you know? And if we're talking about like time of life and like lifespan and everything, like I've been a masturbator longer than I've not been a masturbator. So like I still have like a clear self of like when I'm not a masturbator. So, you know, in a sense, like my true self would be a masturbator. So I always try to achieve that sort of self, like just knowing that like I'm a hairy, like chubby guy and just like a hairy, chubby, bulky guy and I'm a bear, you know, and my penis wants that and I like it, you know, it's really comfortable. And I don't really have to think about what other people think because I always find myself like desirable. I'll always just be something for my penis to change because like my physical body isn't unchangeable. It's mutable because I know deep down that my penis isn't a body part. I'm a body part of my penis, you know, like my penis is the main center, you know, like if you look at me, you know, like it'd be my penis. That's the center of my being. And then everything else is just an extension of that. And that's how I view my body. So whenever I do masturbate, I just know that like my penis is changing me. Just the result of choosing masturbation, your body will change. And a lot of guys have like transformation fetishes and just like imagining like becoming a different animal or becoming a different being. And I just know that like my masturbator self, myself when I'm uncum, or myself when I'm like edging for like 10 hours a day, like I know that he's a completely different person. And just like, in fact, like I think it's really helpful to look at yourself in the mirror and just be like, that's what I look like when I'm a fucking masturbator, and just be okay with that. And that's like one actionable step you can go from here is just sort of looking at yourself being like, this is what happens when you masturbate, and look at like your entire body and being like, yep, this is the body of a masturbator and I'm okay with that.